welcome to Live Vedanta, a podcast where we explore simple living and high thinking. Each week, we join Vivek Gupta as he offers insights on bringing the divine into the daily. Vivekji has experienced much of what the world has to offer, whether it is attending an elite business school or traveling to almost 50 countries. However, tired with the inconsistent and incomplete peace associated with these pursuits, he decided to turn his journey within. Over the last decade, Vivekji has shared his observations on the science of independent joy with communities across North America and beyond.
Be love. That is our armor. In this week's episode, we culminate our series on Vibhishana Gita, the conversation between Vibhishana and Lord Rama on the battlefield of Lanka. Let's tune in. So he doesn't even want to fight Ravana. Ravana, so much inner Kali, so much conflict, so it's radiated towards. What did Bhagavan Rama ever do to Ravana other than be married to his wife? Right? The focus of this retreat, we keep mixing those words, lead by love, led by love, led by love, lead by love. The focus is love. You can keep adding words before and after, it doesn't matter. When we love ourselves, we can love our families and communities. If we do not love ourselves, we cannot love our families and communities. This retreat, this text is about loving thyself, it's about knowing oneself. Virtue though. When one has virtues, they are paga. Vine. When you put those words together, they are Bhagavan. That's what our potential is. Our nature is Brahman. The context of Vibhishana Gita. Vibhishana is crying at Bhagavan Rama's feet saying, you don't know what you're getting into. We feel the same way. We're being pulled in so many directions. We don't know what we got ourselves into. Bhagavan Rama responds, Jai Jaya Hoi So Syandana Ana. The victory in this battle, the victory in life, is not achieved outwardly, it's achieved inwardly. There's a different chariot, is the exact translation. Sauraja Dhiraja Tehi Rata Chaka. The wheels of this chariot are Sauraja and Dhiraja, courage and determination. Satya Sila Drida Dwaja Pataka. The flags are honesty and character. Bala Viveka Dama Parahita Ghore. The horses are health, insight, calmness, care. Chama Kripa Samata Raju Jore. The reins are forgiveness, kindness, balance. Isa Bhajanu Sarati Sujana. The charioteer is Bhaja, his bhakti, his dependence on the higher. This is the chariot. Then the weapons. Vibhishana sees Ravana's weapons. He doesn't see Bhagavan Rama's weapons. We don't see our weapons, but the better word is potential. This is all being recorded and it's public, right? Virati Charma, the shield is independence. Santosha Kripana, the sword is contentment. Dana Parasu, the axe is generosity. Buddhi Sakti Prachanda, the lens. Prachanda is reason, to be reasonable. Varavijnana Katina Kodanda. Bhagavan Rama's bow is wisdom, is understanding. Amala Achala Manatrona Samana. His quiver is a mind that is pure. If there's a quiver, there's arrows. Sama Jama Niyama Sila. Sila Mukha Nana. The various arrows, the three that are listed here. Sama, balance. Jama Yama, that is abstinence, niyama, observation. This is where our study has taken us so far. We've completed the chariot and we've completed the weapons. We've completed satsanga and we've completed sadha. Yesterday, just to review the specific weapons, yama, in a very literal translation, means abstinence. Another way to look at yamas, don'ts. But the way that we looked at yamas, discipline. Every one of us wants to be more disciplined, correct? Is there anyone here who's too disciplined? Your weakness is that you're too disciplined. Every one of us wants to be more disciplined. How? When you see others that are disciplined, you start to believe that this is possible. When you see people jogging in the morning, you think, yes, this is possible. Not that we do it yet, but now you know it's possible, right? So yama is discipline. When we're around disciplined people, this becomes possible. This becomes real. And the tactile point I shared for yama is wave materializing, wave materializing, which means say no to materialism. In a Vedantic way, the more dravya you have, the more vrittis you have. The more stuff you have, the more you have to care for that stuff, isn't it? When some of us traveled to Sri Lanka, one day I had to keep my passport with me because we had to exchange dollars into rupees. And the whole day, I walked with my hands in my pockets like this. Because we were in big crowds. And that would have been terrible if that passport was lost. But it's kind of unwise because someone knows that something's important in there, right? Because my kurta pockets are up here, so I'm walking around like this. But days when I didn't have my passport, I was walking like this. Har har mahadev, har har mahadev. See, the more dravya, the more materials there are, greater the propensity for materialism. which is opposite to independence and self-development. Wave materializing. We focused on five parts of the chariot. We've been given five tactile points. The key is enjoy. We've taken three parts of the weapons. And the key here is wave. And I like thinking about that. Weapons we're always talking about using. Our weapons are waving. It's not about changing outside. It's about changing inside. And now the final part of Bhagavan Rama's chariot, the Dharma chariot, Rama's chariot. Kavacha Abheda Vipra Guru Puja. The kavacha, the armor. This kavacha is Abheda. You cannot compare this kavacha. You cannot copy this kavacha. It is Vipra Guru Puja. Vipra here means those who are learned, knowledgeable. Then Guru would be someone who's wise. Someone who follows. Earlier I mentioned lots of people know, few people practice, isn't it? That's where the separation is made between Vipra and Guru. Share differently. And I have to be extremely fast, so please be vigilant. Bhagavatam starts in 11 minutes. You have to go from Itihasa to Purana in 11 minutes. Brahman, which a person like me cannot tune into. Brahman, out of compassion, out of love, manifests as Bhagavan. More form of a name, more expression. Yes? But I don't tune into Bhagavan either. So Bhagavan expresses with more love as Vidya. The teachings of Bhagavan. But that I don't get either. So Vidya expresses more as Shastra. That Vidya is documented, is systemized. That I don't get either. I don't get a lot of things. So that Shastra, out of love, manifests as the Guru. What is the Shastra other than the Guru but living? Following, these are words I'm using. And on the other side is me, is the Jiva, is the one who's dependently joyous. Bhagavan Rama says, if you hold on, if you say help, and you hold on to that hand, the Guru will lead us through the Shastra, like we're doing. To Vidya becomes closer to us. To Bhagavan, there's only God. And finally, I will feel my nature is Brahma. That's why Bhagavan is saying, giving the importance to Vipra, but more so to the Guru Shishya Parampara. In a more relative way, what is the most complex, what is known to be the most complex chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Chapter? We're all thinking all of them. We don't discriminate, all of them. Chapter 13. In chapter 13, Bhagavan shifts from, we focused on you, Arjuna, we focused on me, Krishna, now we have to focus on us. That I am you, I already get it, but you are me, you don't get that. That's where the shift takes place. And Bhagavan says, these virtues are needed to know what I'm talking about. 20 virtues are listed in this section of Bhagavad Gita, and one of those virtues is Acharya Upasana. Acharya Upasana. Upasana means to sit close. In this very micro context, you can't see what I can see from this perspective, isn't it? But if you sit close to me, now you can see what I can see. Acharya Upasana is when someone wants happiness in their life, when they want independent joy. If you have a piano teacher in your life, you want to learn how to play the piano, right? I have a piano teacher. Why? Just so I can tell people. That's a waste of money. But if you have a teacher in your life, you want to be more knowledgeable in that particular field. What is the Guru Shishya Parampara knowledgeable about? What do they follow? What do they feel? Ananda.
Someone had asked Gurudev, Swami Chinmayananda, what do you expect of us? He was referring to the students of his Vedanta courses. And he says, if you see me on the street, say hi. That's it. For 2 years, we live there for free. Study the highest subject, just say Hari. We do that to our strangers, no? That's all. And they did nothing for us. And that's all Gurudev wants.
Please, please, please understand the bhagya of being close to the Guru Shishya Parampara, which we all have. And I shared about myself and Shankarji and Sumanji. Remember, it's not the clothes, it's the person. Shankarji and Sumanji and myself, when we play football, we change our clothes. We go into beast mode. And instead of speaking Sanskrit with Vedanta, we make ninja calls. But the person hasn't changed. The guru is the person, is the game changer. Where you see that authenticity. The reality. Here's our tactile point. This is our last one. We had iti, which was enjoy. We had neti, which was way. When iti and neti is complete, then what happens? Be. No more doing and not doing. It's be. Be love. That is the final tactile point. That's the armor. If I love, I will never be taken for granted, correct? Because I love. If I love, I never have fear. What FOMO? I love myself, which means I love you whether you love me back or not. Be love. In that chariot, there's 21 ways to get to being. The more kind I am, the more I am love. No. The more balanced I am, the more I am love. Be love. Then Bhagavan says, Ehi sama bijaya rupaya na guruja. Ehi sama bijaya rupaya na guruja. There is no other way to this victory. He's talking about defeating Ravana. But subjectively, there is no other way to stop feeling what next. The disease that we all have, I'm supposed to. I finish that I'm supposed to, so I go to what next. There is no other way. I began our retreat sharing. The word Chinmaya means knowledge. And mission means sharing. And the beauty of the name of this organization, if you're sharing it, that means you have it. You can only share what you have. So Chinmay means I should find that knowledge or find that love in me and then share it. Magically, our retreat name is led by love, lead by love. Oh. The dots have lines between them? This is a photograph? And in regards to setu guys, this may be a new word for some people. Kari means builder, doer. Setu means bridge. A setu kari is someone who loves themselves. So it's natural for them to keep on loving those who are younger and keep on loving those who are older. Sometimes we find in our Chinmay mission centers, after one is done high school, when do you see them next? In that urgency mode, because now their kids are born and around and nobody knows what to do. So imagine from 15 to say 35, I'm generalizing, 20 years, we have this exodus from this armor. Those who are setukaris, I had mentioned earlier, you know you love what you do when you don't care what day it is. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they're all days. No one stops invoking and
evil. This is what Chinmay Setigar is. And this retreat specifically is to subjectify. Chinmay Setigar. Ramay. Vibhishna. Only you.
If you enjoyed what you heard or you want to learn more, share this episode with a friend or find us online at medium.com/Vichara Gurukula. For those on the journey of self-development, Vichara Gurukula is a community forum that provides an opportunity to listen, reflect, and contemplate. This podcast is produced by the Young Adults of Chinmaya Mission, an international nonprofit working to transform individuals through the knowledge of Vedanta. Until next time, inspire, love, and